stuff. I can tell you from my experience, going up to Oak Glen was a really great time in terms of getting away from the busyness of LA and being in an environment that was fairly quiet, separated from everything that you normally would know, and you got a chance to just spend time with saints outside of the meeting hall. So what I really enjoyed was we had a time in the afternoon on Saturday where we were just able to get together with saints who happened to be in our local area, which I didn't know. But it was very, very encouraging to spend time with Sister Julie and hear about her experiences in Burbank. I live in Burbank. It's like, I didn't even know that we were so close together. But we talked about, you know, the fact, you know, certain things regarding her enjoyment of cooking, you know, and that relates to our enjoyment of cooking. You know, it's like when we spend time in the meetings together, we may see each other face to face, but if I don't know that you have an interest in cooking and cutting things, you know, quickly or cooking quickly or certain, it's hard just to know who we are surrounded by and talk with one another and see each other on a personal level. To get to know a fellowship with Sherlock and just talk to him about things that he's interested in. You know, or spending time with the young people in their meeting. And just spending time getting to know one another is really encouraging because we come here every week, but I realized after spending time with all the saints, even though I've been coming here for about a year or more, give or take, there's still many people that I don't know by name. We haven't spent time together, just talking. You know, I see the faces in the meeting. You know, we may see each other in passing, but do we really know each other? So do I know that, say, for example, there's a situation going on in a sister or a brother's household that I can pray for? If I know that there's something that I can pray for, or they know that there's something going on in my household that they can pray for, it's just another way for us to draw closer together and be built up together in the spirit of prayer. Amen. It's like, when I know someone's burden, or I know someone's situation, my heart can then be drawn to them, to care for them. So when I come here every Sunday, it's not just because of its duty. It's not because it's what I have to do. It's because of what I want to do. I want to spend time with the people that I care about, amen, like family. Because you want to spend time with people that you love and you care for. And that's what we really had a chance to do, was to spend time with people that we care for, and that will hopefully, you know, we'll all care for each other continually going forward in 2020, built up together as the living stones. Being transformed in the Spirit. Being transformed for the Lord's move. Being transformed to shine out through the valley. For God's expression. For His economy. So, I know I'm talking... I'm sorry, I took up a lot of time. I didn't plan on doing that. So for those that have enjoyed something of the retreat, please stand up. I'll stand with you until I can sit down. But I can't sit down until someone stands.
Amen. Amen.
I will do 9 seconds again, or I'll be
done. Can I just see a show of hands of those that were not able to make the retreat?
I was able to.
So anyway, I would just encourage you all. It was a good time. Like Brother Phil shared, you know, it's hard for the stones, the living stones of the church to be built together if the living stones don't even know each other's names.
Right.
I always say hi to Sister Leticia, but I didn't even know that was her name until last weekend. So. And then we also got a chance to get into groups. There was at one point where we got into groups and we were just able to ask each other questions, get to know each other based on where we live. You know, the valley's really big, so we sat in groups that basically were people that live in our area. And so we're able to see, okay, you live in my area and you have these interests, I have these interests. And then, you know, there's a way for some building to take place. Because the ultimate goal is that we would find vital companions, basically someone, what's a vital companion? this was fresh to me. A vital companion is someone that we pray with, someone that we break bread with, like we eat with, somebody that we preach the gospel with, share the Lord with others with that vital companion. And we also perfect one another, and we perfect the new ones that come in, minister the word to them, teach, and so forth. So based on that definition, I realized that I did not have a vital companion. So, but things are starting to develop, starting to have a little bit more prayer with other brothers, and we just pray that the Lord would take us forward and give us the vital companions, and eventually the vital companion.
Just wanted to say, for the ones that raised their hands that weren't able to actually go to the retreat, this is not something that we're doing just this past weekend, and that's it. That you've missed the time, and we can't enter into this together. But actually, throughout this entire year, we would like to continually revisit this matter of vital companions. How we can be built up together as living stones.
Amen.
So on the one hand, you weren't able to make it, but the opportunity was not missed. So I'd like all the saints to be encouraged that we will continue going back to this matter, whatever the frequency needs to be for this coming year in 2020. Amen.
Related to that, I'd like to share that in our group, we had a little group fellowship during the Saturday night time. It was good to be there on the mountain together, but then we realized, well, you know what? We don't just have to do this on the mountain. And so this last Wednesday, we were able to get together for dinner with many of those who were in our group, and including a brother who was not able to go to the retreat. So like Sai said, it wasn't just something, oh yeah, it's good to be getting to know one another, be vital up in the mountain, and then maybe next week we can go again sometime. But it was good. Anyway, some of the saints in our group were about to travel, but this week was free, and so we were like, Lord, we'd just like to get together this week, and the Lord arranged the time for us to get together, be together, and enjoy something in the Word of God. So I was just happy that that we could continue in these things together. Anyway, what Phil said about the week, or Phil and Phil said, it was so good just to be with the saints.
Amen.
So, you know, here it's good to be together, but then after the meeting ends, we have to go home. But then up there after the meeting ends, you don't have to go home. You're already there.
Amen.
You don't have to cook.
Amen.
Right? All the meals are prepared. Anyway, so it's really sweet just to have that time to be together. And looking forward to going again, but also looking forward to what we'll do this year for all the saints.
I didn't go, but on Sunday morning when I was home, I called Sister Blossom and Sister Cynthia. We prayed on the phone together. We prayed for you guys. I mean, for you at the Oakland, because we are one in spirit. Not praying or going, but we are one in the body.
Praise the Lord. I think naturally human beings, when they don't know each other, they have a guard up. They don't expose whoever they are, whatever their weaknesses, strengths, because we don't know each other. But in the meetings, in the church, we don't want to have that guard up, right? Once we get to know each other, the more we get to know each other, the more we know of each other, we open up. And the more we open up, as the brother shared, we're able to pray for one another. As these living stones, we're able to be much more built up together. Because if I don't know one another, if I don't know certain saints, how am I supposed to be built up with that person, right? So this was a great opportunity to really open up, especially in our groups. As the brothers have alluded to, there were so many saints that I got to know that they were my locality that I look forward to spending more time. And this matter of being vital, this vital in itself, in essence, it's somebody, if I'm vital with Brother Gino, that means I have no guard up. I'm completely vulnerable. He thoroughly knows me, I thoroughly know him, and I'm able to really open up to him, pray for him, he prays for me, And really, he's my brother. Amen. Not just spiritually, but you know, practically he's my brother. Because I care for him, I love him, and vice versa. That's a living stone.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you one thing, I was not expecting what we went through. Remember that the Lord took the disciples up to the mountain? Remember what happened there? So I felt it like that. The Lord was taking it to the mountain. But for me, the experience was that first time going over there or doing something like that, in terms of going, you know, camping, being in the cabin, stuff like that. That was my experience, basically. But I wasn't expecting what we went through, what the Lord was, the word of the Lord had for us in there. For instance, we heard about it, transformed onto the building up of a spiritual house of God, dwelling, like holy priesthood for God's service. I remember that the brother have shared with us in 1 Peter chapter 2, the verses 4 and 5. Coming to him, a living stone rejected by the men, but with God, chosen and precious. First of all, he was rejected, and he was chosen. So many of us, we are rejected because we love him. But we are chosen, brother. And then 5 says, yourself also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up a spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So, when a brother started talking about it, you know, in my oldness, in my old man, in my, you know, still, I say, well, that's something that we have been going through. But you know what? It doesn't matter. The Lord wants to hear it. Want to give it to us. He wants to hear it, that we need to be those living stones. We kind of forgot. What is the living stone? What is to be vital? You know, they emphasize about being vital. Vital is someone who is not dead. Someone that is enlivened. You know, I remember 5 aspects. Can I show that? Can I just share the 5 aspects? You know, one of them is to pray. A living stone has to be praying.
Amen.
Secondly, confess.
Amen.
You have to confess on a daily basis, brother. We go through stuff and we need to come to the Lord and confess. There's something inside of us there still that's guarding us from one each other. You know, we need to confess. And the other one was to repent. Repent, brothers. Every day we need to repent to have what the Lord wants with us. He wants his dwelling place. He wants his spiritual house. And the fourth one was the consecration.
Amen.
And the consecration for what? What was the purpose of that? To preach the gospel. And to bring what? To bring men to God.
Amen. Amen.
Time in the mountains was not that what we received in the mountains would remain in the mountains,
right,
but that what we received in the mountain would be applied here in the valley.
Yeah.
The groupings that we experienced was really very good and very practical. There were 2 sets of questions that we were to ask each other. The first set were basic questions like, where do you work? How many children do you have? Things of this nature. And then the second set of questions were much deeper, related to our church life and salvation and so forth. When we came back, I sent a text to my Friday night group, and we need to share this with the saints. And so on Friday night, it didn't come out in a formal way. It just came out in a very spontaneous way. One sister just simply started to share, and then we all began to share, and some even opened up in a way that we've never really opened to each other in the past. My group has been together for 10 years, and there are things that we still don't know about each other. So I am very hopeful that based on our experience last Friday night, that we will be able to continue to open to one another.
Amen.
And I think this is a practical application of what we gained in the mountains.
Amen.
Hallelujah for 1 Peter chapter 2, right?
Amen.
We also are living stones. Not just to come to a meeting once a week on the Lord's Day and say hi and then go home. But God desires a body. He desires us to be built up into this spiritual house to become, eventually we become the bride of Christ.
Amen.
We need to see that our view, even going on the mountain or whatever we do, needs to be for God's eternal economy. God has a plan. And it's not just for me as an individual that I just have a spiritual life every day. But God's plan is to build us up together, right?
Amen.
I'm so, you know, praise the Lord. But if all we have is a once a week, or maybe you come to the prayer meeting, you know, that's even better. But God desires us to have a house-to-house church life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for our church life.
Amen.
You know, church life means that's our life.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Church is our living.
Amen.
In other words, we're related to one another every day. Amen. That's my church life, right, Chuck?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
We're related because we spend time together and other brothers and sisters. I'm so glad I have a group, like Glenn said, you know, for 10 years. I've been having my group that we're connected. I mean, we eat together every week, and then we talk to each other on the phone. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The desire of the Lord is that we would all be built up. Amen. We would all be grouped together. Amen. We would all have vital companions and connected throughout the week. So eventually we can actually sing in a real way.
We love the church life, eating, drinking, pretty Jesus. We love the church life, hating God's word. We love to hear those, oh Lord, amen, hallelujah. We love the church life, being seen with the Lord.
Yeah, I forgot to say though, you know, we grouped in those little groups according to neighborhood. And our group, we already meet together, right? But there were some that came to our group, right? Remember Maria? There were some that were in our group that don't meet with us in the West Valley. So it was very precious to me to be there with them.
Amen.
To get to know them a little more. And now we're going to be more built with those.
Hallelujah.
So praise the Lord, brothers. I really enjoy going to the top of the mountain with our family, my family. But like the brother said, that all this we have to put in practice in the body. How we will become vital.
Right.
Meet together, like I mentioned, house to house. Because I'll give you my experience. I was supposed to be church life for 15 years, only Sunday. I didn't know nobody. I just hear names, Tomasino, Gino. Even I didn't know really Brother Dan wife. I just hear her name. I didn't know who, because we were always right there on Spanish only. And then brothers, I praise the Lord for the young people.
Amen.
Because young brothers brought my kids to the church life, house to house, Tuesday and Friday nights.
Hallelujah.
And that day, brothers, was my first time that I really been in church life.
Amen.
My house was open. My dad was telling me, open the house, open the house. And I was so worried on that day. But brother, right there is life. When we meet together, yes, we need to know our need, but to pray. Not for make a big deal, to pray for it and give life to the brother who's passing the need. That's been a vital. Supply life to each other. I praise the Lord for the body and the young people.
Bible groups are essential for our living. The group that I am in now started since when Sherlock was 3 years old, week by week. And thanks to that group, with the parents, with two sisters, through all these years, we pray daily. And that helped us very much. Then, I really thank the Lord for the different groups that we have since. That we stand with the children and open up the needs that we have. Because our very need is to gain the Lord for our families, for the body to go on, for the church life to go on. And as we need to put, to know God, to love Him, we need to know each other, to love each other. It was wonderful there. I enjoyed it very much, Saints. We were singing under the rain. We were singing, and I love to see the children with the marshmallows, you know, cooking them.
Saints.
announce when we have it available. We'll email it. We'll get it out to all the saints so that you could enter into it again, or enter into the first time if you haven't done so. You weren't able to originally. So now we'd like to break up into our prophesying meetings, language by language.
Okay, saints, as we begin to make a turn to our prophesying meeting, I would like us to start in this way. If you enjoy something from this week, or if you enjoy something from your Bible reading, okay, or from your personal experience with the Lord, how about you turn to your neighbor and share it? So we'll give you 30 seconds. If you don't have a neighbor, draw near to someone. And if you... Okay, and if you think that you don't have an experience, you could always say, Jesus is Lord. And Jesus is Lord in Los Angeles. Amen. Okay, but let's share with your neighbor. I hope that everyone has something to say. As I was enjoying this week, I realized that as we're concluding the book of, Numbers, the children of Israel come to a place. You know, they have been numbered, they have been renumbered, and they're right in front of the good land. You know, the good land is the all-inclusive of Christ in our experience.
Amen.
So, if you have something to share, that means you're entering into this enjoyment of the good land. That means here we are in front of the good land and ready to possess it. Okay, so, because of that, that means if you share something, you all qualify to share something in this meeting. Okay, so when I ask volunteers, I'm going to start with two volunteers. That means you are qualified. That means you all can stand up and share. Well, not yet, but okay, that's first. Okay, that's the first one. How about we have another volunteer? Who else? Okay, so we have two volunteers. Okay, since I'll start in this way. This week, as we're entering, it says that there is a need for us to realize that we are entering to in a battlefield. We're warring against. There's many obstacles. So if you have your Bible, or if you have your morning revival, I would like us to read one verse. And this is Matthew 6:20. I think that's in day one. 6:20. Matthew 6:20. Do you have it? It says, your kingdom...
6:10.
Oh, yes. 6:10. Amen. We need the body. All right, so let's read it together. It says, your kingdom come,
your will be done as in heaven, so also on earth.
Amen.
So saints, I like this verse because it shows us there is something in this universe. God has a kingdom, and God has a will.
Amen.
There is a need for us to realize that we need to enter into this warfare because there are three wills in this universe. God's will, as we said, your will be done.
Amen.
There is Satan's will,
right,
which is always, at every turn, obstructing God. And then there is our will. Okay? So what we need to do is we need to be those that align our will with God's will.
Amen.
So God can accomplish what he desires.
Amen.
This is his desire. You know, I enjoy that the history of the children of Israel and everything they passed through is our type of our experience.
Amen.
So when they were entering into this good land and they were fighting, you know, they were fighting the kings. They were fighting the Canaanites. That's a type of us fighting.
Amen.
Okay? We're fighting for God's interest.
Amen.
You know, today what the Lord is doing is something marvelous things.
Right.
The Lord is forming this army.
Amen.
And we all qualify.
Amen.
Actually, you know, when you say, Lord, qualify us, right?
Amen.
Because he's given us a share of a lot of portion.
Amen.
Amen. So we need to enjoy the portion and enjoy it by fighting.
Amen.
The more we fight, the more we can enjoy this portion.
Amen.
But how do we fight? Okay. I would like us to turn to day 3 and read those verses. Let's read those verses. If you have them, let's read them. Hebrews 2:14, and then in 1 John 3:8, and Colossians 2:15.
He also himself partook of blood and flesh, that through death he might destroy him who has the might of death, that is the devil. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, he made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
Amen. You know what? I love these verses.
Amen.
And as I was getting into these verses this week, I realized something marvelous. It says that the Lord destroyed Satan.
Amen.
We have to declare facts. How about we say, Satan, you have been destroyed.
Amen. Satan, you have been destroyed.
It says, Amen. Satan has been destroyed. His work has been destroyed.
Amen.
And all his subordinates have been destroyed, have been dealt with.
Amen.
So the victory, saints, has already been won.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord has won the victory.
Amen.
We can declare that. Hallelujah. The Lord has won the victory.
Amen.
So on one side, he has won the victory. But he needs us to join ourselves to him. This is how we fight.
Amen.
We fight by declaring the Lord's victory.
Amen.
And how do we do that? Actually, very simple. We just declare the facts. You know, as the Lord dealt with Satan, you know, he's now in ascension. We just join to him, and we just declare to the entire universe what the Lord has accomplished.
Amen.
So I appreciate that. Wow, what a realization. This is the way I fight.
That's right.
But the Lord is also, today, he's gathered this army and to pray. So we need to be those that on one hand declare the Lord's victory, and on the other hand come together to pray for the Lord's interest.
Amen.
This is how we fight.
Amen.
Okay, and then just to finish up, I like the fact we come together to pray, we put on the whole armor of God, and we realize that our fighting is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces. But we come together in one accord. So this is how we fight. We join ourselves to the Lord. Our will is aligned to him.
Amen.
Okay, we beseech the throne. We appeal to the highest authority,
Amen.
The throne, and in one accord.
Amen.
That means for this, we need to be the ones that are related to one another. We're being built up as the organic body of Christ, which is the reality of this army, and pray.
Amen.
Okay, saints. So now I think we have a couple of volunteers. Your turn.
Amen. Those are the points that really impressed me, that the spiritual warfare is defensive, not offensive, because the Lord Jesus has already fought the battle and won the victory.
Amen.
And the strong man has already been bound.
Amen.
Right? And our work is to not let him be loose, right? Not to believe his lies. And we don't have to attack. It says here, the starting point of spiritual warfare is standing upon the victory of Christ.
Amen.
Christ has already overcome, and that I like this point, the Lord Jesus will not automatically come if we sit and passively wait. Right? We're just waiting. But as the body, we must learn to work together with God.
Amen.
Right? We should never think it's just enough to be saved and we're just waiting. We have to be concerned with God's need.
Amen.
And you know, this is why we need to pray a lot, and even to
you know, take the initiative to come to the prayer meeting, you know, as the church. Not just that we need to pray with our vital groups and we need to pray all the time, but especially, you know, as a church, there's a power there. And I like this point, for me to be reminded, the real enemy is not the people. The real enemy is the evil forces behind the people, right? That's who we're fighting against. We're not opposing the people, right. And it's by prayer, because we have authority, and we can bind the enemy, and we can stand our ground and use our authority.
Amen. This week we had Ephesians 6. Finally, be empowered in the Lord.
Amen.
And in the might of his strength.
Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the stratagems of the devil.
Amen.
If we take these verses isolated, we could take them individually. But it begins finally. It's a conclusion to Ephesians, which is about the church as a corporate entity. The new man, the body of Christ, a corporate entity. So this is definitely corporate, even in the next verse. Our wrestling, not my wrestling, not you as an individual. How do we do this? Oh, I appreciated touching this after Oak Glen. Yes, there are the big meetings, there is the prayer meeting, but there's also the prayer with companions.
Right.
It says, put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
If I have a weakness in my daily life, that's a weakness in the armor. Mm. I'm not going to open that in a prayer meeting. I need a specific brother to open to pray to. To remind him next week, and next week, and next week.
Amen.
And pray until I can tell the brother the Lord has manifested his victory.
Amen.
So, we can be empowered in the Lord.
Amen.
With one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to defeat the gatekeepers, right?
Yeah.
On day two, it talks about behind the scene. There was a behind-the-scene battle, this angelic battle, where one was trying to come and give him something for the battle, but he was deterred by an enemy, by a fallen angel, one that was in Satan's kingdom. This behind-the-scene battle, we don't see this behind-the-scene battle. Our struggling is not with blood and flesh, but with rulers, right? We need to be those who are together as a corporate body fighting together corporately.
Mm-hmm.
I like that Brother Don said, our wrestling, right?
Yeah.
Our wrestling.
Brother Don didn't say that. Ephesians 6.
Brother Don brought out that Ephesians 6 says that our wrestling. I've been considering this, like, not one person can wear the whole armor of God, right? And right here, it's our wrestling, right? It's a body matter, right?
Amen.
We all need to put on the armor of God, and we all need to pray,
Amen.
And we all need to rejoice
Amen.
And stand in God in the Lord's victory, right?
Amen.
He won the victory, and we just stand in it, right?
Amen.
It might not seem like the victory's been won, because sometimes within us there's a turmoil. There's this struggle within us. And this year I had a lot of struggle within me, and I didn't really maybe do so well, but praise the Lord for the vital ones, right? I have vital ones, right? I have vital ones that I can turn to, and they help me along. But if I don't turn to the vital ones and just say I can deal with this on myself, or maybe it's not that big of a problem, I will be defeated.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord for the vital ones, the fighting the battle in the body.
Amen.
At the end of Numbers, there's a renumbering. There's a new number. There's a new leader.
Amen.
And they go in and they take the good land, right?
Amen.
We just need to be the new ones that are constantly being refreshed every day in the Lord's victory, right?
Amen.
Declaring these verses. And we might have a chance to do that again this week because we're repeating this week. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will be fighting the battle in the body again this week.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I also enjoy this point that our wrestling is not against blood and flesh.
good for us to see this fact that our warfare is not with any blood and the flesh. Mm-hmm. And I also appreciate, actually, all these things are behind the scene. But what we can feel is that it's our natural life. All those darkness powers, they are hiding behind our natural life. So whenever we have some emotions, we have some negative feelings, we have like the brother said, a turmoil within, actually we need to realize this is from our natural life. And then behind our natural life is all those spiritual forces.
Amen.
They are using our natural life to create some discord in the body,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
To distract us from enjoying the Lord as the all-inclusive good man.
Right.
So it's time for us to identify this. And the Lord gave us a way to fight against our natural life. It's Ephesians 6:17. Mm-hmm. It says, receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the
Amen.
Spirit,
Amen.
Which spirit is the word of God. So this sword is just not only for us to kill the enemy outside of us. Actually, the enemy is also within us. When we exercise our spirit to read the word, to enjoy the word, actually this word has the killing power
Amen.
To kill the negative things within us.
Amen.
It's, and this will help us to be built up with all the members.
Amen.
Because the enemy is so subtle, he may use a lot of things to create the discord between us and the members. But we have the word and we have the spirit
Amen.
To kill all these negative elements.
Amen.
So we can have the one accord in the body
Amen.
And to fight properly in the body.
Amen.
Amen. I also enjoy Ephesians 6:12. Put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
And Jesus is our best example. He's our everything. And in Matthew, Jesus always prayed to the Father. And he always obeyed the Father.
Amen.
And we must first pray. And always praying in the Spirit.
Amen.
And praying by the Spirit. And I believe that it was revealed today that we really don't know one another as the body of Christ
yeah.
yet. Many of us live alone. And as example, the Lord sent the disciples down by twos. And so praying together is a strong bond, a strong prayer.
Amen.
And this is also the armor of God. And we saints put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
We keep in touch with one another.
Amen.
We pray knowing God answers prayer. Will reveal to us where the weakness is in our armor. That we continue the fight because we do have the victory.
Amen.
I was listening to a radio broadcast of the life study of Deuteronomy this week, and there was a striking warning in Judges 7 regarding Gideon and his army. So it shows that God is forming an army,
Amen.
And we are all his army,
Amen.
But not everyone fights the battle. So I was just like, Lord, I want to be part of those who fight the battle. Because with Gideon, the Lord decreased his number. And they were tested by the way they drink the water. And the number of those who left the water into their mouth with their hands was 300 men. But the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink water. And the footnote says about drinking, it's the basic item of man's daily necessities. God tested the men by observing how they took care of their necessities. The selection of the 300 men stresses the sacrifice of one's personal interest and enjoyment for God's purpose.
Amen.
The 300 who left water from their hand, restricting themselves in quenching their thirst, were willing to sacrifice in order to be used by God.
Amen.
And in our fight today, I mean, the Lord already won the victory.
Amen.
So what are we fighting for? Amen. We're just fighting for the Lord. We're just standing in his victory.
Amen.
And the way to stand in his victory is just through beseeching the throne.
Amen.
And it is by prayer. Amen. After reading this footnote, I was just checking my daily life. It's daily necessity.
Amen.
Like, how much time do I give to the Lord to pray? That's our fighting today.
Amen.
And so to really be part of this 300, just need to give ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
To pray personally, and even pray more corporately.
Amen.
And only put on the whole armor in the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah, in the body.
Amen.
Hallelujah for the body.
Hallelujah.
Pray the Lord in the body.
Amen.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Pray the Lord.
So, eso quiere decir que estamos en una batalla.
We are here in a battle.
Hay una guerra.
There is a war.
Tenemos que ser equipados.
We need to be equipped.
Necesitamos comer bien.
We need to eat.
Alimentarnos muy, muy bien.
But to really nourish ourselves.
En Cristo.
In Christ.
El bien de Dios. El bien de Dios.
Or for the good of God.
Necesitamos comer y beber Cristo.
We need to eat and drink Christ.
Experimentar Cristo.
And to experiment Christ.
Para estar bien fortalecidos.
So we can be very nourished.
Necesitamos ejercitar nuestro espíritu.
We need to be in our spirit.
Y todas nuestras facultades.
In all our faculties.
Y ser uno en un solo corazón.
And to be one in one heart.
Tener una misma mente. Tener una misma mente.
To have one mind.
Una misma voluntad.
To have one will.
Tener el mismo pensar que el Señor tuvo.
To have the same mind that Christ had.
Eso dice Filipenses.
That's what Philippians says.
Que debemos de ser de un mismo pensar.
We need to have the same mind.
Tenemos que tener el pensar de Cristo.
We need to have the mind of Christ.
Debido a que hay una guerra.
Because there is a war.
Está la voluntad de Dios.
There is the will of God.
Está la voluntad de Satanás.
There is the will of Satan.
Está la voluntad humana.
There is the will of men.
El reino de Dios.
The kingdom of God.
El reino de Satanás.
The kingdom of Satan.
Satanás.
Satan.
Siempre ha querido sentarse en el trono.
He always has wanted to sit on the throne.
Y él quiso sobrepasar la autoridad de Dios.
And he wanted to overthrow the authority.
Pero él no permitió.
But God didn't permit it.
Basado en lo que dice Isaías.
Based on Isaiah,
en el trono de Dios me sentaré.
In the throne of God I will present.
Y seré semejante al Altísimo.
And I will be like God.
Pero no fue así.
But it wasn't that way.
El Señor lo tumbó de ahí, del tercer cielo.
The Lord threw him down.
Él cayó a la tierra.
And he went down to
toda
the
la tierra.
To over
toda
the
la creación.
All creation
fue conmovida.
Was moved.
Porque Dios no estaba contento con él.
Because God was not pleased with Satan.
Este príncipe,
this prince,
este que si le siguieron mucho.
Many followed him.
So él tiene un ejército.
So he also has an army.
Tiene ángeles.
He has angels.
Demonios.
Demons.
Príncipes. Espíritus.
And spirits.
Es un caos.
It's a chaos.
Pero Dios,
but God,
él tiene el ejército.
He has the
por
army.
Esa razón.
For that reason,
necesita un grupo de vencedores.
He needs to have an overcoming group.
Necesita los grupos vitales.
He needs the vital groups.
Necesita los cuatro seres vivientes.
He needs the four living creatures.
Cuatro seres vivientes en Daniel.
The four living creatures that we see in Daniel.
Si caminaban al sur,
if they walked to the south,
todos caminaban al sur.
All went to the south.
Si caminaban al este,
if they went to the
todos
east,
caminaban al este.
All went to the east.
Si al west,
if they went
por
to
donde
west,
iban,
wherever they were,
por donde andaban,
wherever they were,
eran uno.
There were one.
Pero alabado sea el Señor. Mateo 6:10. Vénganos tu reino. Hágase la voluntad. En el cielo como en la tierra. Alabado sea el Señor por el guerrero corporativo. Señor Jesús, vénganos tu reino.
Amén.
Have our will.
Amen.
And the way that we can choose God's will is Matthew 6:10.
Amen.
We can pray, your kingdom come.
Amen.
Your will be done.
Amen.
I appreciate that God's will in a way is done.
Amen.
And we can choose his will.
Amen.
But in our daily, you know, going to work, family life, there may be a lot of different things going on. And so we're just looking here on the earth. But really, God has revealed to us in Daniel 10
Amen.
That there's a spiritual warfare going on.
Amen.
Even Daniel did not hear the response from the Lord for 24 days or 23 days. On the 24th day, the angel was able to come to relay that
God has heard you. And God has done it.
Amen.
And so what this reveals is there's a spiritual warfare. There's something going on behind the scenes. And many times I can testify that I do get discouraged because my heavenly eyes have not been opened. Really, my view is just on the ground. Just my day-to-day normal life, I guess you could say. But what the Lord wants us to see is that there is a spiritual warfare going on.
Amen.
That He has already won the victory.
Amen.
But as we continue in our normal Christian lives, we can be one to stand with God's victory.
Amen.
And the encouragement I get is actually every Lord's table, when we see the table with the bread and the wine, what is it called? It's called the victory table.
Amen.
Amen. That means that the victory has been won.
Amen.
And we can be encouraged as we continue on in the week. That everything else that's going on, Satan is trying to throw his fiery darts at us.
Amen.
And those really are just the lies.
Amen.
And we don't want to listen to the lies because we know that our God is victorious.
Amen.
And that we just need to stand in His victory.
Amen.
God is victorious.
Amen.
And this victory in the body.
Amen.
I just enjoyed again Ephesians 6, where we need to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
And then also at the end of the week, it shared about having the one accord and using the check of the oneness.
Yeah.
And then when we're in our spirit, we're in the one accord. And in Deuteronomy, there's a reference to Deuteronomy about having different scales. So in the world, you have different scales, and there's no justice. And even in the married life, we might have one scale for ourselves and one for a husband, and even among the saints, you know. But here it says, you shall not have in your bag differing weights, one heavy and one light. You shall not have in your house differing measures, one large and one small. And also, I also enjoyed trying to get ready for the Deuteronomy training. I was reading through Deuteronomy. I said, wow, this is pretty simple. There's not many footnotes, you know. But then actually when I started to read the first life study of it, and it said actually when there's simple words, it's actually harder to understand than the pictures and you know, the types, you know. And then it said that the word Deuteronomy said it's a second law, meaning that Moses, when he was 80, that's when God gave the first, you know, he told it, you know, the law the first time. But then 40 years passed, and then a lot of the people died because they didn't, most of them died, right, the older ones, because they didn't follow, they didn't submit to what God wanted. So then then Moses had to re-speak that. So that re-speaking is very important.
Amen.
And this about the weights and everything was in this re-speaking. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, also, you know, we didn't go to the mountains, but we did land. And, you know, we went to a small locality, and I was surprised. The whole front row was, you know, it was a small account. The whole front row are little sisters, and they all spoke.
Amen.
Also, they made it so that you could all speak. But everyone, I think, that was sitting in the meeting spoke.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What small locality?
It was St. Gabriel. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The victory is won.
Amen.
Amen. Christ has already won the victory.
Amen.
And the church must maintain.
Amen.
Maintain this victory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are not attacking. We fight to defend.
Amen.
We fight to maintain.
Yeah.
We fight to guard this victory.
Amen.
Lord, we should stand fast.
Yeah.
Simply stand fast.
Amen.
Amen. On this victory. Now, I was also like his brother, Oscar, that he likes the word destroy on day three. Yes,
Amen.
On day three, when I come to these verses, I saw destroy. Oh, praise the Lord. He is destroyed.
Amen.
The devil destroyed. All his work is destroyed.
Amen.
He is already destroyed to nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, praise the Lord that he has already won the victory.
Amen.
So the head is already a victor, you know, is already a victor.
Amen.
How about his body?
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we need to see that we as his body, we should stand and maintain his victory.
Amen.
We should need to see this urgently that we are engaging in a spiritual
is like a summary of what has been shared so far this morning on how we need to be in oneness from day six. But going back to day three, how we need to work in the spiritual warfare.
Amen.
And how this is done, we, as Sister said, stand, and we should not attack. But that this is a defensive warfare.
Amen.
This is a body matter. This is because we know when we see the table, it's a victorious table.
Amen.
And the Lord has won the victory.
Amen.
So we stand on that. And we stand on the fact that we are guarding what he has won.
Yeah.
So as the church, we, our starting point is standing on the victory of Christ.
Amen.
Is seeing that Christ has already overcome.
Amen.
And that we are trusting in the Lord.
Amen.
So this is the work and the responsibility of the church.
Amen.
And how we deal with this matter is through the bottom part here on today's reading, that all our sins and unrighteousness must be dealt with.
Amen.
Our consecration to God must be thorough.
Amen.
Our soul life must be put to death.
Amen.
And our natural man must be abandoned. Oh, the ability of the flesh is absolutely useless in spiritual warfare. So, Lord, what do? We have to hide in you.
Amen.
Be in our spirit.
Amen.
Because Satan only recognizes the Lord.
Amen.
We sustain darts of the enemy at every part of our day. But then if we have the spirit, we can overcome as the Lord wants us to be able to do.
Amen.
Stand in his victory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I enjoy the title this week, so the necessity of spiritual warfare and God's people formed into an army for ready for battle. And what impressed me is, with this title is that there's two key elements. One is our prayer, and the other is the body.
Amen.
Even like day one, it talks, the Lord's telling the disciples, how do you pray? What do you pray for? He says, your kingdom come.
Amen.
As in heaven, so also on earth.
Amen.
And then Ephesians, of course, we're in those verses, has so much to do with to put on the armor of God that you may be able to stand against the strategies of the devil.
Amen.
This is also a matter of prayer.
Yeah.
And then Daniel, it doesn't have the verses here, but Daniel said he prayed, was it three times a day?
Amen.
Towards Jerusalem. And so that also is a matter of prayer to fight for God's kingdom.
Amen.
And then they didn't have the sight, but as far as the body, we not only need the prayer, but we also need the body.
Amen.
I think it's in Proverbs. It says, one shall chase 1,000, two shall chase 10,000.
Amen.
And that's the principle of the body. By ourselves, I can pray, but I just run out of the energy. Sometimes you get two or three brothers together and just praying, and it's like, you turn 1,000 into 10,000. I just thank the Lord that, we need the prayer to fight the spiritual battle, and we also need the brothers, we need the body of Christ to fight the battle.
Amen.
Well, I think that's such a... Those are the two things we need. As Brother Jim said, we need the prayer.
Amen.
And we need the body.
Amen.
And considering we spent, was it a year and a half? How many volumes? A year. We spent a year going over numbers.
Amen.
Wow. And then eventually we're getting to the end. And what do you need to enter into the good land?
Amen.
What do we need? We need the prayer. And we need the body.
Amen.
To me, day six was so good just to see these verses. You come to the end of this whole thing. There's the failures. There's the successes. There's all these things. There's the formation of the army. All right, Lord, what's going to happen? And the first verse on there is, these all continue.
Amen.
This is, in a sense, the Gospels was kind of the Lord was doing something. He was collecting ones, right? But at the end, there were 120 in the book of Acts. And actually, I was thinking about this. These 120, we know about the name of about a little over a dozen of them. There's a few that are mentioned by name, but who are the rest? They're just the 120.
Yeah.
But this 120 was the army.
Amen.
This was the army for the Lord's move.
Amen.
So the Lord wants to move, but he needs these two things. He needs the prayer. And he needs the body. What do we see in Acts? We see these all. Hallelujah. Are you part of the all?
Yeah. Amen.
We all,
amen.
Amen. Continue steadfastly with one accord in prayer together.
Together.
Amen. Together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus and his brothers. So this is so good. We're all part of the all. Right? Sometimes we say, oh, I don't know. I'm not a, you know. But actually, we're part of the all.
Yeah.
And somehow these all prayed together for 10 days until the Lord could move. And so I just appreciate, wow, this is what the Lord needs the army to do. The Lord doesn't need the army to just go. He needs the army to come together, to pray, and to give him the way.
Amen.
So I like these verses. And then in Ephesians, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
Amen.
One body and one Spirit.
Amen.
And let's read Romans 15:6 together. It's on day six. The last verse on the great portion.
That with one accord you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. So it's good. At what the Lord needs at the end, he just needs the oneness. Right? You had in Acts, you had ones who loved the Lord, who were following the Lord, but were one with one another.
Amen.
You know, I think in here it talked about sometimes we, you know, someone prays something, or, oh, well, we think, you know, we start thinking about, oh, is that the right prayer? We need the Lord. We need the Lord to operate in our mind.
Amen.
In Philippians, it says we need to let this mind be in us.
Amen.
Because when the Lord has our mind, when the Lord has our prayer, when
Amen.
The Lord has the body, then he has a way to go on.
Amen.
So I'm just so glad that the conclusion of everything in the book of Numbers is the children of Israel going on in oneness.
Amen.
And now the Lord is ready, Mary said, to speak again his word and to prepare them to take the land.
Yes.
You know, one thing, my wife is in Joshua, and she showed me these verses where some of the tribes still hadn't gotten their portion. And he says, why are you being slack? You need to get your portion.
Amen.
And he says, send some in two and three. Send the two and three in.
Yeah.
So actually, the two and three is very key. Send these in, and you know what they do? They go and write down a description of the land so that you can enter in and take it. So this is good. Even the twos and the threes are needed
Amen.
For the whole congregation to enter in.
Amen.
So I'm so glad, you know, we have this training. Maybe you couldn't sign up, but there's the audio. We'll be getting into it. But we just realized, Lord, we need your speaking. We need your word so that we can enter in together.
Amen.
So maybe we can pray, not just for this training, but for this coming year, that we would enter into the prayer. Enter into the prayer in twos and threes. Enter into the prayer corporately. And we would be in oneness together.
Amen.
So the Lord needs to bring us on into the land.
Amen.
We are well able.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Amen.
In you we are well able.
Amen.
We are all able in you.
Amen.
Church and the body, the church and the lady, the
church is the universe, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to fight the battle in the body.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, hymn number 1289 is quite marvelous because that's the one I've just been singing this morning. The victory's won, O Christian brother, and to these things give earnest heed. The Lord implores us, he's gone before us.